several illustrated images flash by. The door of an SUV reads, Sam's Security Service. Sam talks on a CB radio in the driver's seat. A criminal jumps over a white picket fence. A dog jumps after him and holds him on the ground. A boy jumps off the hood of a car. Sam and his family ride in his SUV. A car smashes into trash bags. Title reads, Case Busters, as Sam and his family stand proudly in front. Dissolve to Sam and his dog
Friday
in his SUV.
Morning, 901. I usually don't keep a diary, but if I did, I'd mark this day as something special. My grandchildren are coming to visit. Uh-oh.
He picks up his radio.
This is Sam Security. I got a 459 on Grove between Cypress and Elm. Send backup. There he is. Let's get him.
A man in a bulging coat runs alongside them.
Go get a bike.
The man tries to jump a picket fence, but trips and falls. The dog jumps over the fence and latches on. Sam notices the dog pulling linen from under the man's coat.
Get out of my pull away! Oh, boy! What is that, pal? Eat and run, huh?
They look down at the pile of silverware spread out on the grass.
This neighborhood's gone through a lot of changes in the past 30 years. I might not be on the police force anymore, but I still want to keep the streets safe, especially now that my grandkids are going to be around.
A little girl with long brown hair jumps up a driveway and across the lawn.
I was just thinking, maybe Grandpa forgot we were coming. Jamie!
What do you want? San Francisco was running the ball for a touchdown.
I was just thinking, maybe Grandpa forgot.
He puts down his radio. They sit next to a stack of packed bags. Elsewhere, Sam checks his watch as a police cruiser rolls up. Two policemen get out to see the crook handcuffed to Sam's car. Sam tosses them the keys.
About time.
Do you think all we have to do is chase after your calls?
I got the call from Mrs. Whitaker nearly 20 minutes ago.
She should have called us.
She's my client.
Donahue. You know Captain Fogle doesn't like you mixing in police business?
This is people business. Dixon, there was a time when the police knew the names of everybody that lived in this neighborhood.
We still do. Only now we use computers. Look, things have changed since you were a cop.
Well, you tell Captain Fogle if he would spend less time staring at his computer, playing politics at City Hall, more time worrying about the people that live around here, we'd all be a heck of a lot happier. Now, if you'll just move your vehicle, I have very important guests at home. Oh, Dixon, here. This is your evidence.
He hands over the silverware wrapped in linen. The policeman purses his lips as he turns toward his car. Later, Sam's SUV rumbles down a tree-lined street. He pulls into a driveway.
Oh, it's good to see you. Listen, taxi got you here all right, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You remember Polo, don't you? Come on, hot boy.
Come here.
God, how you have grown. You've grown a mile. Well, you look at this, Jamie. You must be all of 12 years old now, right?
14.
Wow, you looked awfully big for 12. Come on, let's get settled in now. All right, everybody grab something. Jamie and Allie are going to stay with me for a week while their mom and dad pack up the house in Phoenix. I just hope there's enough to do around here to keep them interested.
Jamie reclines on the couch, feeding the dog with one hand and himself with the other. Allie walks in and spots him.
Everything's unpacked.
He takes a drink from his soda.
How about thanks, Allie? How nice of you.
Get serious.
Make yourselves at home, gang. I'll be back in an hour.
Where are you going, Grandpa?
Afternoon patrol.
Can I come?
Well, I think you'd have more fun reading your detective book.
Who wants to read about it when I can be a real detective like you?
Honey, I'm not really a... Let's not tell you what. There's a big shopping mall just down a couple of blocks that way. Here's $5. Now, you take this, buy some pizza, ice cream, whatever you kids eat. Take Polo with you. He loves pizza. He's the best babysitter in town.
Grandpa, I'm 12 and a half.
Oh. Good. You're exactly the right age to operate one of these. Yeah, you can get me anytime you want to on this. You just turn that knob, Press that and holler real loud. Here. These are the house keys. Now you look after your sister and remember, four blocks that way, four blocks that way. That's the boundaries, huh? Understand? Okay. See you later, gang.
Bye.
Bye, Grandpa.
Most people slow down as they get older.
I don't think Grandpa's like most people.
Kids can be quiet and inspiration. They're independent, trouble-free. Well, maybe not entirely trouble-free.
Polo!
Polo! Come on, we have to go in there and get him.
I'm not going in there.
We have to. What would Grandpa say?
She pulls him toward a boarded-up house.
We have to get Polo out of there.
Yeah, that's trespassing.
No, it's not. We're making a rescue. Come on.
They look in between the boards over the doorway.
It looks dangerous.
Come back here. Think of it as an adventure.
Some adventure.
He crawls in. Beams of light sneak through the boarded windows, catching the floating dust inside the empty living room.
Gosh, it's creepy in here.
Allie wanders toward the next room.
Polo!
Shh!
What do you mean, shh? Who's gonna hear us?
The ghost of Christmas past. I don't know. Look, let's just get out of here.
We can't just leave Polo here. He's our responsibility. We just can't do that.
They come around the corner and scare each other.
Jamie, are you afraid?
Me? Afraid? No.
Then let's go upstairs. Boy, this place is creepy even in the daytime.
You know, you've been reading too many detective novels.
Everyone ever written. That's how come I'm an expert.
Let me go first.
He ducks under a drooping cobweb.
Shh. I hear something.
Polo chases a cat.
Polo, get down there.
He runs downstairs.
Come on. Let's look around.
They poke their heads inside a narrow hallway with a staircase leading up. A punching bag hangs from the rafters at the top of the stairs. They start up.
You know, Jamie, anything could be up there. A skeleton, the loot from an old bank robbery.
Oh, you cut it out!
What's that?
It's an old punching bag.
He gives it a slug as they continue on.
Wow, this is a great place to spy from. We can see everything.
He looks out the window. Allie notices another.
What a view! I could see for miles.
She looks out to see a blonde teen in a sleeveless shirt start to break into a neighbor's window.
Jamie! Someone's breaking into that house.
Where?
Down there, next door.
They watch as he pulls the screen off, then lifts the window. He takes a look around before climbing in.
Time to call Grandpa. Grandpa, come in. This is Allie calling. Come in.
Come in, Grandpa.
Hi, Allie. What is it, honey?
There's a burglary in progress.
A what?
A burglary. The big white house on Grove.
The Bonner house. Where are you?
We're right next door to it.
You're where?
Just meet us in front. Hurry.
Don't do anything and don't go near that house.
He's leaving.
The blonde teen steps out with a plastic bag and hops into the passenger side of a beat-up old ragtop car. He slides into the driver's side and pulls away.
Gone by the time Grandpa gets here.
Come on, let's go get Polo.
They stumble out the boarded-up front door.
Grandpa!
Grandpa!
They run toward the SUV.
He got away!
Get in! Come on, everybody get in!
Inside the beat-up car, the teen digs into his bag and holds a hot dog bun and a banana in one hand, peeling the banana with his teeth as he drives. He stuffs the banana in the bun and chomps away, back in the SUV.
Where were you when you saw this?
Up in the...
We were just passing by.
There he is!
The teen notices them following over his shoulder, then takes one more bite of his banana hot dog before gripping the wheel tightly. The SUV follows him down a residential street, just as another car backs out of a driveway. The ragtop barely avoids the backing car and smashes into trash bags at the side of the road. The SUV sneaks by and continues to follow. The teen smashes through trash cans as he turns down an alley. The SUV follows.
It's too dangerous. I'm letting you kids out.
No, it's okay. We have seatbelts on.
You're losing him, Grandpa!
Their point of view as the ragtop speeds away, then cuts off another car as it crosses an intersection. The ragtop bounces up onto the driveway and continues down the alley. The SUV carefully follows. The teen looks back over his shoulder just as a trash truck blocks the road. He screeches to a halt, then gets out to see Sam's SUV pulling up. He turns and runs. Jamie jumps out and runs after him. Jamie jumps off the hood of the ragtop and tackles the teen. They tumble onto an old couch, but the teen shoves him away.
Are you all right, Jamie?
Good boy, Jamie, good boy.
Sam pulls the teen off of a fence as he starts to climb.
Give it up, son. Give it up. I radioed for backup.
Two squad cars roll to a stop near the SUV.
You got him, Grandpa.
That was the best tackle in my whole career.
Let's go, gang. Come on. I know they were trying to help, but I could have made that tackle myself. 20 years ago. Well, anyway, we figured at least the Bonners ought to be grateful.
It's obviously just a prank, Captain Fogel. A little food, that's all.
You don't want to press charges?
I hardly think that's necessary. After all, he's just a youngster.
Yeah, right. He's just a kid. Give him a break, Captain.
It's up to you, Mr. Bonner. Mrs. Bonner.
We're fine. You shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
You're telling me. If you change your mind, just give us a call.
We won't be calling you, I promise. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, so long.
Harry walks across the lawn toward the teen, who's held in handcuffs.
Let him go.
Let him go?
The Bonners aren't even pressing charges. They said he just took some food.
Yeah, some banana and some rolls. Big deal. Hey, who lives there? Mother Hubbard?
Look, punk.
Zabrowski. Anthony Zabrowski. You can call me Ski.
He says he lives with his aunt and uncle on Sycamore. Right now, they're out of town.
They don't need to know about this, okay?
Harry walks off.
Now, I won't do it again.
Hey. Didn't your aunt leave you any food?
I'm a big eater. What do you want from me?
Didn't they at least give you some spending money?
I spent it. This guy at the pool hall was better than I thought he was, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Instead of asking your neighbors for help, you tried to rob them.
I don't ask favors.
Okay, Ski. I'm gonna give you some money. And this is not a favor. This is a loan, and I expect it back. You buy yourself some food and find a job. You understand me, Ski?
Nice work, Donahue. Yeah. Reckless driving, speeding, property damage, disturbing the peace. You're lucky I don't lock you up. And believe me, I'm thinking about it.
Hey, he was trying to help.
Jamie.
Yeah, Grandpa did the right thing.
You think so? You think wasting the taxpayers' money in police man hours is the right thing?
Yeah, we saw him break in.
How do I know what you saw?
Harry, you calling my grandchildren liars?
You know, Donahue, just because you used to be a cop and you somehow finagled a license for your cockamamie security service doesn't mean you're above the law. I'm not your rookie anymore. I'm captain now.
Exactly why I took early retirement, Harry.
Be good to yourself, old man. Stay out of my way. Get rid of that little creep.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. It's all our fault.
No, it's not. You didn't do anything wrong, believe me.
Can they really throw you in jail, Grandpa?
Come on. Let's go home, gang. Come on.
Fade to black. Later.
Specialty, hey, gang. Breakfast in the dining room. Just put the plates right down. Atta girl.
Why y'all dressed up this morning, Grandpa?
I'm going to the bank. When you're asking to borrow money, you get dressed up.
Jamie and I have some money.
Well, honey, that's kind of you to offer, but I'm looking to borrow enough to expand the business, you know. I want to buy a whole fleet of new patrol cars.
Well, if you need any references, just tell him to call us, okay?
Oh, thanks, Jamie. Let me take you up on that. I used to make these chocolate chip pancakes for your grandmother. She'd put a little butter on them, a little syrup. There's one for you. And one for you.
They're charred black. Jamie picks his up and taps it against the plate. Sam looks at the pile on his serving platter. Jamie manages a smile as Allie struggles to pull one apart.
I guess I haven't made these in some time.
Allie drops hers, then brushes off her hands.
What would you think about a little cereal? With strawberries, maybe. Okay, back to go.
They both toss their pancakes on the platter as Sam heads for the kitchen. Allie shoots a look at Jamie, who can't help but smile as they watch him go.
I made a deal with the kids. If they promise to be careful, I promise never to make my chocolate chip pancakes again. Yeah, at least Polo liked them.
In the attic of the boarded-up house, Allie reads a book while Jamie stares out the window.
Listen to this. It's from one of Grandpa's books on crime and the criminal. The common burglar shows an inability to various techniques. If he begins entering houses by the roof, he'll probably follow the same course throughout his career.
So?
So Ski will be back. I'm sure of it. Do you see anyone yet?
Just that big bald guy. He's been here twice today.
A burly man suspiciously makes his way to the door. Allie stands for a better look as he opens the screen. He steps inside.
That's funny. That window over there. It has a curtain and a sheet over it.
Just leave it alone, Allie.
Don't you think that's a little strange?
Yeah, I think you're a little strange.
What was that?
I don't know.
Jamie grabs a flashlight as a shadow makes its way up the stairs. Jean's and tennis shoes step by.
Polo?
Polo doesn't wear shoes. Call Grandpa.
A hand touches the banister.
Come on. You left it all and the batteries are dead.
Come on.
From the intruder's point of view, as we creep closer to the door leading to the attic, a hand reaches for the knob as Jamie and Allie wait at the top of the stairs.
Someone's coming. Get out of sight.
They hide behind the walls as a shadow fills the doorway. Jamie gets ready to swing his flashlight as Allie swings the punching bag. Ski falls backwards down the stairs. Jamie aims the flashlight at him from the top.
Oh. Intense, man.
Ski!
What do we do now?
We gotta go down and help him.
I'm not going down there. You go.
We'll both go.
You're older.
You're the detective.
Jamie turns his back.
Okay, we'll both go. Okay?
Okay. Ah! Hey, guys. Hey, relax. I'm not here to even up any scores.
Yeah, how do we know that?
Hey, do you want to search me? Look, I didn't even know you guys were here. I was just out looking for a place to crash. Those cops called my aunt and uncle. They're due back in town today.
Yeah, well, you can't crash here.
Look, I can't go home. My Aunt Penny will kill me.
I think you should know our grandpa is on his way over here right now.
Sure he is. Aha, the Bonner House. Scene of the crime.
He saunters toward the window.
We were waiting for you to hit it again.
Oh, well, sorry to disappoint you. Oh, there they are.
See the car keys, honey?
What is it with you and the keys?
Just give me a sec. I'll find them.
Gus, hurry up. We gotta leave.
Something funny is going on at that house. I just know it.
Aren't you guys a little young to be playing cops and robbers?
Hey, aren't you a little young to be a thief?
I told you. It was a one-shot. I'm not a thief.
I say we follow them.
How? We can't walk that fast.
You still have your car?
Sure. I don't do chauffeuring.
Listen, our grandpa loaned you money, didn't he?
Well, yeah, what if he did?
But I mean to yours one.
Are you sure you know the way?
Oh, yeah. I studied the map very carefully.
I've heard that before. Have you got it with you? Just in case.
Oh, it's in the glove compartment, sweetheart.
The burly man gets in a truck with them. They pull down the driveway and out onto the street. The kids pop up in the ragtop, now with the top down.
The bank turned my loan down. Some things never change. I hope the kids were having a better day than I was.
Out on the streets, the Bonners cruise along in their black pickup truck while the kids follow in the ragtop, keeping one other car in between them. The pickup rolls down an industrial alley and over the train tracks before making a sharp right turn. The kids follow just behind them. The pickup stops in between two big trucks as the Bonners and the burly man start to get out. The kids stop a safe distance away.
Jamie, do you think they saw us?
Nah, we're okay. I just wish we could hear what they were saying.
You sure it'll go by here?
Positive. The route was cleared yesterday.
What time?
I'll know later when I go on duty. I'll call you.
Let's take a look at the street.
Right.
The burly man starts to follow, then stops and looks back over his shoulder. He takes a few steps the other way, peering down the alley. Satisfied, he turns to follow the Bonners.
Where'd they go?
Where are you going?
Look, we've come this far. We might as well go all the way.
He climbs over the seat and jumps out.
Be right back.
He crawls underneath one of the trucks and starts down the alley. He quickly but warily keeps to the side of one of the trucks as he runs. The burly man sneaks up behind and lifts Ski over his head.
Hey! Look what I found. That's the kid who broke into our house.
They've got Ski.
Put him in the truck.
What are we gonna do with him?
Depends on how much he knows. It's not much. We'll just babysit until the job's over.
Because he knows everything?
She flashes a gun.
Right in the back.
Mr. Bonner jumps into the bed of the truck. Jamie starts to climb out of the ragtop.
They're pulling out! Duck!
Allie pulls him down as they both duck behind the seats. The pickup rumbles by with Mr. Bonner's head barely visible over the tailgate. Allie and Jamie pop up from their hiding places.
You don't think they'll hurt him, do you?
Jamie purses his lips and shakes his head. The truck continues down the alley, shrinking away in the distance. Fade to black. Fade up to Allie and Jamie still sitting in the ragtop convertible.
What are we gonna do? Ski could get killed!
Come on.
Jamie, wait for me!
Come on!
He finds a man unloading trash.
Follow that truck!
Are you crazy?
Do you have a license to dump that trash here?
Of course not.
Then you're an illegal dumper. I'm gonna have to report you. I'm memorizing that license plate right now.
Get in.
He helps Allie into the back.
And don't forget to buckle up, okay?
The black pickup continues down the street. Ski sits between Mrs. Bonner and the burly man.
There he is!
Okay.
The man swerves around one of the cars between them.
We'll catch him.
He shoves the stick shift forward and settles in behind the truck.
Go faster!
He changes lanes to follow the truck through an intersection. They get trapped behind a slow car, then run a red light to get through. Sam sees them from his car. Peels out after them. Further down the road, the man's car continues to swerve in and out of traffic to gain on the truck. A squad car rolls to a stop at the other side of Sam's intersection as the light turns red.
Hey, look, it's Super Gramps.
He's running a red light. Let's get him.
The police car whips around in the intersection, sending other cars screeching to a stop, then moves in behind Sam's SUV. Sam notices in the rearview mirror. he rings the steering wheel as he thinks.
Sorry, fellas, it's you or my grandchildren.
He's not stopping.
Go around him. Force him over.
The police car accelerates up along Sam's SUV.
Watch it!
Sam stops as the police car barrels through an intersection and crashes into another car. Sam gets out and exhales sharply.
All right, hands on the truck, wise guy. Come on, hands on the truck.
The cop pats him down, then pulls out handcuffs.
All right.
At the Bonner house, Jamie sneaks across the lawn, then stops at the entryway and waves for Allie to follow. They dive behind a hedge, disappearing for a moment before popping their heads back up. They stay low, running along the hedge until they make their way to a path leading to the back door. Jamie leaps over the hedge and peeks in the window. Allie rolls her eyes and walks around the side of the hedge to join him. Ski sits with his hands tied behind his back. He spots them out the window. Mr. Bonner steps in.
Oh, are you still here?
He digs into a bag of cookies.
You want a cookie?
Yeah.
No, forget it.
He walks out of the kitchen.
Come on! What are you waiting for? Hurry up!
We've got to get Ski out of there.
Well, how do we get in, Miss Detective?
Got an idea.
Hey!
He follows her toward the back door.
Locked.
Of course it's locked. But...
No.
Yes.
They duck down and squeeze through the doggy door.
Hi.
Your scissors over there.
She grabs scissors from over the sink and hands them to Jamie.
He's in the next room. Quiet.
Come on, Jamie.
Hurry up. Scissors are stuck. Wait. One more time. Okay, come on. Let's get out of here.
Allie peeks into the other room.
Where are you going? Come on, Allie.
Mr. Bonner reaches for the phone, but Mrs. Bonner grabs it.
Yeah, right. Right, okay.
Is that him?
It's all set. Will you turn that thing down? Where are the garbage bags?
They're in the truck.
In the truck.
She hurries away. Allie continues to watch. Mr. Bonner starts to nod off. Allie grins.
Allie, are you coming? Where are you going? Are you nuts? Come back here.
She sneaks into the living room and climbs over the couch. Mr. Bonner picks his head up. The kids all freeze, but he slowly drops his chin back to his chest. Allie reaches out and pulls a sheet of paper off of the notepad Mrs. Bonner just used. Mr. Bonner rubs his nose before drifting back to sleep again. Allie climbs back over the couch and joins the others in the hall.
Nothing on it.
Not yet, but I saw this trick on TV that might work. I want to go upstairs and check that room with the sheet on the window.
Oh, are you crazy? Let's just get out. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Hey, I'll lead.
She leads them both up the stairs. Jamie sneaks into the hall, followed by Allie and Ski.
Should be this one here.
Allie leads them both in.
Newspaper.
They look over a drafting table in the middle of the room.
Shh.
Ski pulls the curtain open.
Ink.
Ski hands her a scrap of paper to wipe it on.
Yeah, I think we're onto something. What is it? Metal filings or something.
Allie tries another doorknob.
Ski, can you pick this lock?
He thinks for a moment, then grabs a paperclip and kneels down in front of the lock.
Oh, these are tough. Can you do it?
Downstairs, Mr. Bonner wakes.
Oh, I was
There's something about plotting a crime that gives you an appetite. You want something from the kitchen?
Yeah. How about some milk, honey?
Milk.
She stomps toward the kitchen, stopping to look up the stairs for a second. She finds the cut bonds on the ground.
Ah! They found out!
Look, I almost got it.
Mr. Bonner runs into the kitchen.
Joe! He's gone!
Mr. Bonner runs back and forth across the kitchen.
Coming up the stairs!
Come on, let's get out of here. Here's guys. Oh, there's a troll.
We can?
Yeah.
Jamie starts out the window. Allie runs back to the table and puts the lid on the ink, then puts a few metal shavings in her shirt. Mr. and Mrs. Bonner rush up the stairs. Ski helps Allie out the window. All three climb down the garden trellis.
Come on.
Maybe you should have kept an eye on him. Did you ever think of that?
He got out there.
How could I have married such a brilliant man?
Go. The kids rush off.
He's gone.
So's the ink.
Then he knows.
She checks the locked door.
Not everything. Besides, by the time they figure it out, we'll be lying on the beach sipping pina coladas.
Aloha!
Time to take out the trash.
She tosses canvas bags to him. At the police station.
Thanks for bailing me out, Phil.
Now thank me when I get the judge to dismiss the case. In the meantime, take it easy for a while.
No way. Merchant Security Bank turned me down for a loan this morning. Means I gotta work twice as hard.
Sorry, Sam.
Maybe I caught them at a bad time. They're moving the bank across town this afternoon.
Harry steps in and blocks the door.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
My client has been released on bail, Captain.
You really hung yourself this time, Donahue. You've proven you're as much of a problem off the force as you were on it.
Why? Because I care about something more than procedures and politics. We're different people, Harry. I care about more than being the next mayor. I care about the people in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself a nice, big, fat retainer, Jenkins. This one's gonna cost you.
Harry steps away into the station.
Tell me, Sam, when are you gonna act your age?
Don't worry about me, Phil.
The ragtop convertible sits outside Sam's house. Inside, Allie and Jamie look over the metal shavings and ink. Ski steps in carrying a plate of ice cream.
It's your third one. Is that all you think about is food? Basically.
Jamie reaches for a bite. Ski smacks his hand away.
Where'd you get this paper?
Bonner House, what?
Well, look at it. It's really weird. See those tiny blue and red threads?
Yeah, it looks familiar.
Jamie pulls cash out of his pocket.
Same kind of paper money's printed on.
Ski grabs it.
And it's greasy, too. I won $100 on a football game once, and the creep paid me in funny money. It felt like this.
He folds it in half, long ways.
What's this?
He compares it to the cash.
It's the right size, too.
Wow! A real counterfeiting deal.
Fade to black. Fade up to Sam's SUV, sitting in the driveway outside of his house. Inside, he sits at the table with Jamie and Allie.
What happened when you got back to the bar?
We watched him through the window and the phone rang.
Oh, no. Forgot all about this. Now let's see if it really works.
She runs a pencil back and forth across the note sheet she took from the Bonner House. Sam puts on his glasses to watch. A time appears on the sheet. 4:15.
4:15.
Today?
Well, if it is, it's 30 minutes from right now.
At the Bonner House, Ski jumps up onto the back of the pickup truck.
If I break in one more time, they're gonna charge me rent.
He peers into the house window. He sees Mrs. Bonner come out the front door, so he dives toward the back door where Mr. Bonner comes out. Ski spots him, then opts to jump back into the truck bed. He covers himself with the tarp as they head for the truck. Mr. Bonner climbs into the driver's side while Mrs. Bonner gets in on the passenger's side. They start down the driveway at Sam's.
A, we have counterfeiters. B, there's something going on at 4:15 today, we think. And C, there's a mysterious third guy.
Where'd you get this?
I got it at the Bonner house.
This is regulation issue, part of a uniform.
Police?
No.
He examines the bottom of the flashlight.
Armored security. Local security guard service.
Maybe the big bald guy's with the armored security.
What would a security guard be doing with a bunch of counterfeiters?
Try this, Helen. Merchant Security Bank is moving to a new building. Armored security is moving the money.
When?
Right now.
A switch! The Bonners are gonna pull a switch!
Yeah, and I bet I know where. Come on.
They run for the door.
Stay below. No, you stay. Adam.
Polo gets half out the door before Sam has to push him back in. The black pickup truck rolls through an intersection in town. Mrs. Bonner fidgets, then checks her watch.
Come on, move it.
In the back, Ski peeks out, then ducks back under the tarp as Mrs. Bonner turns around. She exhales sharply as she shifts in her seat. Sam's SUV pulls out of his driveway.
When good money is replaced with bad, it could be weeks before the bank even realizes it's been robbed.
By then, it's bye-bye Bonners.
Think we should call the police?
With any luck, they'll find out.
The Bonners drive down the industrial alley.
Over there.
There?
Right here. Very smooth stop, Joel.
Under the tarp, Steve pulls his sunglasses off.
You pull the wires, I'll get the bags.
She reaches under the tarp. Ski shifts to avoid her grasp. She grabs a trash bag and heads around back while Mr. Bonner opens the hood. He pulls wires loose from the engine, then reaches under the tarp where Ski has to move so he can grab another trash bag. He reaches in again and feels around. Ski quickly pushes the last bag into his hand.
What are you waiting for?
I'm coming.
Hurry up! Come on!
He runs the bags toward her as Ski starts to jump out of the truck.
Let's move it, come on, they're gonna be here any second. Come on!
He sees them coming and ducks back under the tarp. They hide behind the pickup as an armored truck turns down the alley. Mr. Bonner takes his place under the hood while Mrs. Bonner steps toward the armored truck.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
I don't like it.
Come on, it's just a pickup in trouble. Nobody knows we're carrying $1 million. I'll stay with the truck. You see if you can move him out of the way.
The burly man rides shotgun.
Oh, we have to get by, ma'am.
I'm sorry, we braked for a dog and now it won't start.
I'll radio for help.
Perhaps you take a look at it yourself. I'm sure it's something simple. My husband isn't very good at these
things.
Don't
know a thing about cars.
The burly man waves him on.
Hey, what happened?
Help yourself.
Stopped?
Go ahead.
Sure, you got gas.
Oh, there was a noise.
There was a noise. What kind of a noise?
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Clunk, clunk. Well, I don't see anything. Could it be wrong here? Yeah.
The burly man goes to work shoving money into trash bags in the back. He takes one more look before dragging the bags to the side of the road. Mr. Bonner blocks the driver's view.
How we doing?
That looks all right.
The burly man shoves the counterfeit money into the back.
Right.
Oh, here it is. Just a few loose wires. Dryer now.
The burly man sits back into his seat while Mr. Bonner hurries into the driver's seat of the pickup.
Okay. Now if you can just pull her to the side, I got a delivery to make.
I can't tell you how grateful.
It's quite all right.
The burly man exhales sharply as the driver climbs back in.
Well, that turned out to be pretty easy.
Yeah, it was a piece of cake. Let's go.
The pickup truck pulls to the side as the armored truck rolls away.
Bye-bye.
Mrs. Bonner runs to the side of the road and grabs the trash bags the burly man left and throws them under the tarp. Under the tarp, Ski takes off his sunglasses to examine the trash bags. He unzips the heavy canvas bags. His eyes go wide as he pulls out a stack of cash.
I'm rich!
In Sam's car.
418! Gonna be too late!
Turn left here.
A cop in the middle of writing a ticket sees Sam speed by and runs for his car. He grabs for his radio, then gets in and starts up his squad car. He tears down the alley. In the pickup, Mrs. Bonner holds up plane tickets.
So how do you think I'm gonna look in a grass skirt, Joe?
I think I'm gonna throw up. It's the old man with the kids!
Sam appears around the corner.
There they are!
Mr. Bonner whips the truck around and drives away, tires smoking. Sam follows after him with the police car behind them. In the pickup, Mr. Bonner turns to look back and sees Ski sit up.
I don't believe it!
Where'd he come from?
Who cares? The point is, how are we gonna get rid of him?
Just watch.
Hey, what are you doing?
She jerks the wheel. Ski struggles to keep himself from falling out. Mrs. Bonner sticks a gun out the window, but Ski knocks it away.
Where are we going?
Down into the riverbed.
Sam follows them down into the concrete riverbed. Ski works his way back up to his feet, then falls flat again. He stands again and reaches into the driver's side window. Ski reaches in and swipes Mr. Bonner's glasses. Mr. Bonner's fuzzy point of view. Mrs. Bonner grabs for the wheel. Sam pulls up alongside the truck.
Come on, Joe! Get closer, Grandpa! Look, the bridge! Get closer! Come on, Joe!
Get closer! I'm gonna jump! Come on! Get closer!
Closer! Joe!
Ski lands on top of Sam's SUV as the pickup swerves.
What is it? Oh my God! Keep bringing him over!
They drive up the side and flip the truck over. Cash flies out from the bed as it lands upright. Three police cars zip toward them as piles of cash cover the concrete around the truck. The Bonners climb out as the cop cars skid to a stop. Sam and the kids run toward the pickup.
She okay, Ski?
She's okay enough to spend some time in the slammer.
My money.
How are you doing?
You sure you're okay?
Yeah. You know, it's sort of fun not being the one chased all the time.
The police approach.
All right, here comes trouble.
Sam and the kids walk off as the police start to cuff the Bonners. Harry walks towards Sam and the kids.
Donahue, what the hell are you doing here?
Harry, why don't you just put it down? I was in the neighborhood.
He smiles at Allie. Later on Sam's TV.
And here are this community's newest and youngest heroes.
After finding the printing press and the counterfeit plates, we have enough evidence to indict the Bonners. And I'd just like to say that it's people like Sam Donahue and his security business.
Sam's security service.
That make this city a safe and wonderful place to live. Sam.
Harry hands him a plaque.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job.
should have seen Fogel's face when the bank gave you that reward check.
Gave us the reward check, you mean? My share will just about meet payroll for 3 part-time employees.
You already hired someone?
Well, if you want the job.
Us?
Well, gosh, I can't think of anybody better, can you? All right, you're hired. There we go. There we go.
It was quite a week. The kid's parents wanted to know what happened. I told them it was all a matter of crime. I tell you, this is the life. Enjoying your work and the people you work with. I think the kids are really going to like it here. I know I'm going to love having them.
They sit outside the boarded up house. A realtor places a sold sign on the porch. Fade to black. A freeze frame of Jamie, Sam, Allie, and Ski as credits pop on over picture. Audio description by Roundabout with funding by Disney. Voice by Eric Garcia.